Hey everyone, how is everyone doing? Welcome back to another episode of the Jewish Hub Podcast. Now, this is the first time, this is the third episode or second episode doing the podcast in Israel, which is really, really cool. And this is the first part I'm actually doing in my apartment instead of the co-working space I work at. So I've got it all set up. So if you haven't checked it out, you check it on YouTube. It's kind of a nice little backdrop, a bit different to the what I'm used to back in Manchester. So this podcast is going to be about how to run a 10K. So if you are a complete beginner, if you have no clue what even running is, I'm basically going to talk about how to run a 10K. Why? Because in the 2nd of November, there is the Tel Aviv Night Run. And I'm going to be doing this with participants from the program I'm doing. I'm going to be training with my clients. I'm actually going to be sponsoring a few people on my Instagram. I'm going to do a little giveaway and kind of encourage people to do it, and anyone can enter, and I'm going to be sponsoring up to 5 people to do the Tel Aviv Night Run. So it gives you a bit of incentive to get out, be active, try it. It's an experience. It's not about, oh, you've got to be a super, super fit runner. It's actually just doing it, because when you think about it, 10K, yes, is a huge challenge. I've done, I think, maybe five 10Ks, like virtual proper races. And I don't think every single time I haven't trained up to 10K, I probably trained up to 5K, but because of the adrenaline, because of the vibe, because everyone's doing it, it really helps you. So, and also it's about the experience. It's an unbelievable experience where everyone's together, everyone's achieving something, and it's quite special. And that's why I love running events. Not because of me, because of the experience. It's not because of the calories I burn or the weight loss I achieved. It's actually because I'm with people, everyone's trying to be 1% better, and it's really, really nice environment. And a nice medal and t-shirt at the end, a little bonus. So I'm going to talk about here some tips. Now, everyone's very, very different. I'm going to be talking about a few things, what I suggest. Now, everyone needs a different plan. Everyone needs a different program, technically. There isn't one best program, but I'm going to talk about, if I was starting from scratch today and I had no clue how to run, this is the things I would do. Also, leading up to the run, here's really things that actually, not just the training, but actually outside training regarding nutrition, regarding sleep. And these are the tips I'm going to give you and so on. So it's really, really important to understand is the biggest mistake I see, and it's super, super common, and it was the biggest factor for my training in the London Marathon, was getting the running bug so soon and wanting to run every single day. That's sounds really, really nice. Amazing. Endorphins after every single run. Unbelievable. But trust me, it's something you don't want to do, because you're going to increase the chance of getting injured. I remember running every single day from a London Marathon. And like, there was one time I physically couldn't run. I ran down the street and I was literally crying in pain because my knee was like in tears. Like, it was not wanting to move. I couldn't even jog. I could walk, but any fast motion, incredible pain. And I had to go to physio, and I literally, this affected me to running 5 times per week to maybe once every 2 weeks for like a few months. Luckily, I was so prepared for the London Marathon and so on. Now, sorry, I want to talk about, I think my camera just cut off, so that's a shame. Anyway, something I want to talk about quickly is, yeah, so what I want to do, So the camera going off has completely just destroyed my train of thought here. So I'm just going to do a little think about what I'm going to speak about. This, when running for a 10K, you don't have to be perfect. It's not about having the perfect form, having the perfect gait, having the best running shoes. It's about actually time. It's about, instead of thinking, oh, I've run 6K, 10K today, it's about, I've run 20 minutes nonstop and then went for a walk for 30 minutes afterwards. Because that's the best way to approach this. Especially for anyone who's a beginner, if you think about actually how long you run for instead of how far you run for, that's going to really, really help you. Because one day, if you ran 10 minutes and then the week afterwards you ran for 20 minutes, that's a 10 minute increase. Whereas if you're just trying to get that extra K, worry about that later on when you're more experienced and you're trying to go for time. Focus on let's focus on how long you go out for, how long your run is, and so on. And I think that's really a huge game changer, and it'll be a really big impact for everyone who's training. So let's say if I was doing week one right now and I was training today, I would do 3 sessions max. 2 of those sessions are runs. Whoa, you think only 2 sessions per week? Honestly, you can walk. I would say if you had all the time, I would walk every single day to make sure that's good. But three sessions, one of them is a strength training session. Strength training is going to be the most important thing to help you get stronger, to help your legs get stronger. It doesn't have to be a strength training session. It could be resistance. It could be body weights in your apartment, outside, on the beach. If you take 10 to 20 minutes, finding five different exercises, maybe squats, maybe press-ups, maybe wall press-ups, if you can't do press-ups, a lunge, a good morning, a Romanian deadlift, go back to these few exercises, repeat them. So maybe back exercises. If you're struggling with this, send me a message and I'll help you. But if you just pick out five exercises and you do them maybe three sets each and you progress over time, that's going to make a huge factor, a really positive factor in your training, because it's helping strengthen the muscles. So it's going to help decrease the chance of you being injured, but it's also going to help you run faster, run for further. And that's the goal here. And I would have two running sessions. One is a simple light session. So don't worry about how far along. It's a 15, 20 minute where you're just getting out, quite light session. And another one, maybe at the weekend when you have more time, is to focus on that longer run. Now, right now, that longer run could be 10 minutes. For someone right now, it could be 10, could be 40 minutes. But with this run, your goal should be, how can I make it a few minutes longer each time? So let's say you ran for 10 minutes today, and that was your long run. Next week or 2 weeks time, could that be 15 minutes? And you push yourself to run the extra 5 minutes. I'm not so fussed about you running a kilometer difference. I'm actually focused on actually you running for time difference and so on, because that's going to be the way to help you progress. Because when we think about a 10K run, you could walk a 10K in 90 minutes. How crazy is that? You could actually just do the event walking. Great, you're done. But of course, most of us here probably to want to run most of it or some of it. So you think about it like this. If you ran for like 30 minutes max, you could walk maybe 45 minutes and you're done. So you think about it like this. Think about it as a time perspective. So that's what I would suggest. Think about how you can each week progress 10 minutes, 20 minutes. Now, again, it's really hard to say, well, you should do this, you should do this, because everyone listening to this has got different body types. Everyone different to this needs a different plan. You could go on Google and find a night plan, but then that's not suitable for you. That's not suitable for your height. That's not suitable for your body type. It's all of these factors. But this thing, strength training is great for everyone, a light run and a long run. Each of these things you can progress. And then once you get closer to the race, if you've progressed maybe from 10 minutes to 30 minutes, or if you can run for 30 minutes now and you can progress to 15 minutes, you'll be fine. I think a lot of people overstress about, I've got to run 10K before I run 10K. Someone told me in my London Marathon that you could potentially run a third of the distance and the adrenaline and everything will help you get through it. And honestly, I didn't train. When I did the London Marathon, I got up to just over half marathon. So it was tough. It was really, really tough in the marathon. I did it, but it was the adrenaline. It was everyone cheering. It was everyone just being really supportive, which helped me get to, which helped me finish. So that's really, really important. So when you do a 10K, if you're running for 5K or when you're running for 30, 50 minutes, that's probably more than enough. It's about, can you stay consistent? And then eventually over time, let's say you're getting really confident about 30, 50 minutes. Can you get to 60? Can you get 70? Because that may be 10K. Or if you're like, you know what, I'm running a 10K, can you increase your pace? So focus right now on consistency and increasing your time of run. And then eventually when you're pretty happy with the time you're running, that's when you go faster. And that's really important to understand. Now, a few things pre-race run, the things I would suggest is having a balanced diet. I know. So simple tip here, but what I would say is get your nutritious carbs in, healthy fats, and plenty of protein sources. Now, everyone's very, very different, but find ways so you can incorporate protein into your meal. That's going to help you benefit with the strength training. It's going to help you refuel your muscles, your bones. Of course, carbs and fats are great for energy, but like just to repair your muscles and bones, especially if you're running. And if you're someone who wants to run a bit more than 3 times per week, for example, this is really going to help you kind of just repair your bones and repair your muscles to help you. But nutritious carbs, pasta, rice, potatoes, all these carbs is fueled. It's very common to think, well, when you run, I'm just going to try and just have loads of less calories. Actually, your body needs this fuel to fuel your runs. So ensure you're having these type of foods. Next part is training gear. Now, I know that this is probably not going to be a big factor, especially if we're preparing Tel Aviv Night Run here and you're like in Tel Aviv, maybe there's not much availability, but make sure that you've got a suitable outfit that you're training in. Running shoes, yes, they're a benefit. I don't have my running shoes here. I just have my trainers. If I was doing a marathon, I would have bought out my trainers, because like for me, my running shoes are really important. And if you are wanting to progress after 10K and you're like, you know what, I absolutely love this, I want to do a hard marathon, getting a good pair from a professional person, like going to a professional shop, getting them, like doing a test, doing running shoes, was a huge game changer. It really, really helped me with my injury, with my London Marathon. Getting a pair of training shoes, which were good for my feet, good for my body, was a great decision. Next part is really interesting. It's really good for you to try and find something early on before you do the 10K, is experiment with hydration. So everyone's very different when it comes to water and fluids, and especially when it comes to like sports drinks like Lucozade and so on. If you can find a routine that works for you now, so if you think about, oh, well, if I have a bit of water just before my run, try it out. Okay, well, actually, my tummy felt terrible. I did not want to do that. But let's say you had the water an hour before you run, or you had a sports drink an hour before you run, and you know, your body felt really great, do exactly the same thing with race day. Don't try and change it up. Oh, my gosh, I've got no energy just before the 1K, just before I start, I have to have loads of Lucozade, because you know you're going to affect your tummy. Where if you know, if you have a Lucozade or an hour before of water, an hour before, it's going to be really good. That's really important to understand, to try and find something now. Lastly, actually two more things, sleep. Sleep is underrated when it comes to recovery. Again, if you're running more than, if you're training, sleep's a huge factor. Don't underestimate sleep. It's probably the most underrated thing. It doesn't feel like it's going to be really important because you're naturally going to have energy. But if you incorporate more sleep and you get good quality sleep, it's going to maximize your performance. Honestly, it's a weird thing how important, how epic a good night's sleep can do consistently to your training performance. And lastly, I think this is going to be a challenging point, is it's great if you could have an understanding of the route. So if you are doing a route, look at if you're doing the Tel Aviv Night Run, there's the route online. It's going to be fairly flat. It's not going to be too challenging regarding like the, it's not going to be like the Jerusalem Marathon where it's all hilly. But if you do have an understanding of the route, which give you a good understanding, a bit more confidence before the run, so you're ready to really smash it. So that is the 10K, how to master 10K. Now, there was no experiment, oh, this week one, week two, week three. If you are focusing on progression each week, if you are focusing on progressing with strength training, if you are being more mindful regarding your food, your sleep, your water, you are going to make an incredible result. You are going to get a 10K run. If that means you're going to walk 5K, you're going to run 5K, unbelievable. The end of the day here is you want to see progression from where you are now to where you are just before the 10K. And if you are progressing, unbelievable. Doesn't matter if you can't run a full 10K, because we have to be realistic. We are just under 2 months. Some people will be able to do it very well. Some people are very, very different. But if you are able to show that you are progressing, and if you walk some of the 10K, you are unbelievable. Well done, because that is part of the process. It's not about, oh, I can't even run right now, and I've got to run 10K in 50 minutes, 40 minutes. Nope. You can try next year to get a bit faster. But this right now, focus on the next 2 months, progressing each week slowly, progressing in some sort of way through nutrition, through sleep, through strength training, and you are going to be a champion. Because at the end of the day, it's about comparing you to you are now. It's about comparing you to you in 3 months, not you to someone else who maybe have a different body type, who may genetically maybe to run further, run faster than you, where actually you may need to put a bit more effort in, and vice versa. Anyway, hope you enjoyed that. And if you have any questions, send me a message on Instagram, on TikTok, and I'd love to help. Have a lovely day and speak soon.